Prologue. West Seattle, late October.
It's barely 10 o'clock,
huffed the girl in the Lolita costume, watching the last of her friends walk away down the street.
Knock yourself out, Zoe.
Her friend Ross's voice carried to her as the group disappeared around the corner. Hoots and hollers of laughter faded on the cold wind. She looked up and down the street. A few jack-o'-lanterns still glowed from their porch perches, scattered throughout the neighborhood, but most house fronts sat in shadow. Halloween was over for the year. Zoe shivered, then sighed. Several fathers handing out candy earlier that evening had stared openly at her before looking away in embarrassment. She wished her friends had agreed to stay out a little longer, because she wanted to knock on more doors and watch the men watch her, their lips parted, their faces red. Stepping past a pile of sodden leaves near a storm drain, she headed over to the neighborhood park to see if any kids were hanging out. The park was empty. Using her plastic trick-or-treat bag to wipe away any droplets of rain, she sat down on one of the swings, removed a mini Snickers bar from her stash, ripped open the bronze-colored wrapping, and popped the cold square of hard chocolate into her mouth. Zoe pushed at the dirt with the toe of her Lolita boot, swinging back and forth in a lazy arc. The chain supporting her swing creaked and groaned. In the distance, a ferry boat traversing Puget Sound blared its horn, the sound forlorn as it traveled over the water. Zoe set her bag of candy on the ground, gripped the chains on either side of her, and leaned back, looking up at the bare branches above her head as they rustled in the wind. A slight drizzle spotted her cheeks with moisture. Soon she would be freezing cold and wet. She knew she should go home, but she didn't want the night to be over just yet.
All dressed up and no place to go, said a soft female voice near her ear.
Zoe started, nearly losing her grip on the chains, and her teeth clamped down in fright, missing the melting lump of Snickers and biting down hard on her tongue. She barely noticed the taste of blood in her mouth as her head jerked to the side.
A tall, pretty woman, who looked to be in her mid-30s,
sat on the swing next to her, smiling and flipping her red-orange hair off her shoulders. Her pale skin reminded Zoe of her mother's peaches-and-cream facial night milk. She wore a light-colored cowl-neck sweater, and a nearby streetlight cast her eyes an emerald green.
What? How did you?
Zoe tried to say as she pulled herself up into a sitting position and looked at the woman, her words rushed and breathless.
How did I get here? Without you seeing? Never you mind.
The woman smiled, then reached over and placed her hand on Zoe's black stockinged leg.
Let's say we have ourselves an adventure.
Her face glowed with the promise of excitement. Zoe looked at the grand craftsman homes surrounding the small neighborhood park. All the porch lights were off now. No trick-or-treaters roamed the streets. Not even a late-night dog walker could be seen.
But I have to... my parents, she said, already more than a little confused.
The smell of wet wood filled her nostrils. The woman's hand was warm on her knee, and Zoe thought the twin green lights of her eyes to be the loveliest thing she had ever seen.
Oh, pooh, said the woman in the hushed tone of a friendly librarian. Come on, it'll be fun.
But my parents, said Zoe again, though she wasn't sure if she had said it out loud or only thought the words inside her head.
She found herself standing up from the swing and turning with the woman toward the thick woods behind the park, which the grown-ups in the area called the green space, but all the kids referred to as the forest. The tall woman waited near the entrance to the forest with her hand extended, fingers wiggling an invitation. Zoe walked toward her, stumbling slightly in her new high-heeled boots, thoughts of appreciative glances from older men already forgotten. She glanced over her shoulder one last time at the cozy street, with its charming homes, wondering if she were making the right choice, not seeing how the tall woman's eyes flashed with something like hunger. Zoe placed her 14-year-old hand into the palm of the lovely woman, whose skin was warm and soft. Fingers encircled, they passed beneath the conifers, dwarfing the entrance into the forest, the woman's long-legged gait slowing to accommodate Zoe's young wobble. If you had been standing nearby, you would have heard a whooshing sound as late-night gusts rattled the tree branches overhead. You would have tasted the sea brine drifting off of the nearby sound on your tongue and in your nose. You would have seen the three-quartered moon slip from behind the clouds to silver the surrounding sky before going back into hiding.
But you would not have worried. This neighborhood had always been a safe place.